I had no idea how many funerals I'd be going to, Dave Marlin of Las Vegas told us, including this weekend. Dave Marlin is a licensed alcohol and drug counselor and CEO of Crossroads, an addiction treatment center in Nevada. We spoke just after U.S. government statistics released this week revealed that a record 93,000 people died of drug overdoses in 2020, what we might call the first year of the coronavirus pandemic. That's an increase of nearly 30% from the previous year. It means that about 11 people died each hour, on average, more than 250 people a day from drug overdoses. We called Dave Marlin because he's an addiction counselor and recovering addict, sober 16 years. He agrees with academic observers that life during the COVID-19 pandemic has been hard for people who struggle with addiction and has increased deaths from overdoses. Healthcare has been stretched and hospitals at times overwhelmed with critical COVID patients. Many in-person counseling programs had to be suspended. Not every person struggling with addiction was able to continue online. People lost jobs and income and suffered more anxiety and stress. Lots of people have felt overwhelmed and closed off. Shannon Monnet, an associate professor of sociology at Syracuse, told the AP that cocaine, methamphetamine, and heroin are increasingly contaminated with fentanyl, which makes those drugs more dangerous. Dave Marlin believes there's been another crucial factor, too. Isolation, he told us. It's one of the key symptoms of addiction, and suddenly everyone is told, isolate. Mr. Marlin says he's found support in his twice-weekly Zoom sessions with other people in recovery. But opiate withdrawal is painful, he says. People struggling to recover need real care and human connection. America's economy and simple human optimism may be on the rise this summer, even as COVID cases are growing again. Schools and businesses are making plans to reopen in person. But addiction doesn't just disappear in better times. As Dave Marlin in Las Vegas told us, it's a lifelong struggle. And if you struggle with addiction, there is help. The National Helpline is 1-800-662-4357, 1-800-662-HELP, or you can look online at findtreatment.gov.